Yes, I'm serious. They actually thought I sold magic plants, like talking trees and whatnot. Oh, honey, that's not even close to my funniest story about the customers I meet. I didn't know acting was required when I became a florist. I mean, sometimes it's so hard to keep a straight face at what some people say. And sometimes it's just super cute stuff, but you can't laugh at them or you risk looking like a big jerk. There was this one time where... Where a little kid came crying to me because he had a beehive in their yard. Poor guy was absolutely terrified of them. Yeah, apparently the kid knew flowers and bees went together, so he figured I could just coax them away from his home by leaving a trail of flowers. It was so cute. But I couldn't just laugh at him, could I? I had to call the local beekeepers. They were really happy about it, too. Gave me a free jar of honey for calling them instead of the exterminators. Oh, yeah, that was a fun day. His parents came looking for him not 10 minutes later. They were super grateful for how I handled the situation. I've even charmed them into becoming repeat customers from then on. Yeah, they sometimes drop by to grab some flowers for each other. It's so cute because I know when they surprise each other, and I've started to learn which ones they really like. Honestly, that whole family is a treasure. I'll never forget the time when all of them bought flowers for each other on the same day, just hours apart. Including the kid. Okay. Well, I just gave him a small bouquet free of charge, actually. What? It's good business to give some extra service to your favorite repeat customers. They even gave me a thank you card later. Aw, thanks, babe. I'm proud of my work, too. It's like building a little community. Here we are already, at the familiar sight of your front door. Hey, listen, I've really had so much fun today. The dinner, the long walk, the salacious appetizer, especially. I loved it all, baby. Give me a goodbye kiss. God, you're so cute. Did I ever tell you that? You're such a cutie. Well, good. It bears repeating. Okay, I'll be going then. Don't worry, you silly goof. My car is right in front of you. I appreciate the concern, though. Oh, and now you're inviting me in for drinks? Well, it's not like I could resist such a tempting offer. But we gotta talk about our communication, baby. If you just want me to stay longer, all you have to do is ask. Okay. Okay. I'll stop teasing. For now. Anything special to drink you've got in mind? No. No, you dork. Stop trying to water me like a plant just because I work with flowers. Ha ha, very funny. Yes, I've had enough sunlight to photosynthesize today. Your plant jokes are something else. Did you look up those jokes? Oh, well, I wouldn't have been surprised if you had said yes. Especially considering you started learning flower history and flower languages just to impress me. Oh, so sure you've already impressed me with other things. Looks like someone's a little full of themselves. You weren't so cocky with me earlier when you were begging for my mouth. Uh-huh. I'm sure you were just playing along. No, no. I believe you. You'd never lie to me. Right, babe? That's right. Trust is an important foundation for relationships, after all. Speaking of trust... You weren't lying about offering a drink, were you? I mean, obviously the offer for drinks was code for spending some more time with your hot date, but I would still like a drink. Non-alcoholic, please. Thank you. Honey tea. You know how to set the mood. Ah, no, no. I will stop you right there before you make a bee pun. Good try, though. By the way, is this decaf? Because caffeine at this hour would mean no sleep for me. Good. I'm glad you thought about it too. What do you mean I won't need it to stay up? You'll keep me up instead of the caffeine? Can you taste a little bit of honey on my lips? If you want more, you better keep this up. I can't seem to get enough of you, baby. Yeah, you can run your hands all over me. In fact, why don't we lose our clothes for that? Careful, sweetheart. Oh, I know you're in a rush, but please don't ruin my clothes. You can definitely squeeze my ass a bit harder, though. Yes. Come on. Let's take this to the bed. Oh, hello there, handsome. Looks like you're on top of me now. That's not fair. My neck is sensitive. Babe, you can't just keep kissing my neck like that whenever I try to kiss you back. Why not? Because I said so. I mean, that's taking advantage of my weakness. Fuck, if you're gonna keep doing this, you might as well leave me a hickey or two. Yeah, I know how to hide them. Fuck. You're making me shiver with your tongue already. You can be such a jerk, though. Oh my god. How slowly are you gonna tease me with these kisses? Don't just kiss my tits. Come use your tongue on them. Please. Give me more already. Fuck. You look so hot sucking on my nipples like that. Your mouth feels amazing everywhere on my body. Oh, done with my poor tits already? Oh, fuck. I didn't think you'd go straight down there after all the teasing. Looks like you're eager to please too, huh? Can you feel how wet you made me with those neck kisses? I hope you're thirsty, cutie. Oh, you really know how to work that tongue. Fuck. Babe? What's wrong? What are you doing? Oh, you naughty boy. Are those handcuffs for me? What? Did I push your head down too much? I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I guess it's only fair since I made you keep your hands above your head earlier. Come on then. I'm ready. Just loop it around that bedpost and... Fuck me, this is so hot. Usually, I'd want to put these on you, but... Oh, fuck. I'll make an exception today. Go on then. I'm waiting for your lips back on my pussy. You think handcuffing me to the bed will make me crack? That's too... simple to work. Ugh. Of course you came back to my neck. You play so dirty. Your fingers just painfully teasing me. Okay, fine. You want me to beg? Please, baby. Please, you made me a squirming, desperate mess for you. Can you please clean it up with your mouth? Please, I'll be a good girl for you. Oh, thank you, baby. Fuck, yes, thank you. You have no idea. How could you making me feel? Fuck. I can't even think straight. All I can think about is your mouth down there. Fuck, that's it. Play with my clit like that. Oh, fuck. Take more of me. Please, just take all of me. Oh, you made me go crazy when you look up at me with my juices all over your face. I love how you're just greedy and sloppy with that tongue. Fuck. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I'm getting close. I have to beg to come. Fuck. Okay. Anything for you, baby. Please. Please let me come for you. I want to come. Will you bury your face in my pussy? Please. Please keep going. Fuck. I'm going. Oh, fuck. Dizzy after that one. Can you come uncuff me? There we go. Now I can touch you back. You know, I was originally planning on riding your face, but this was much better than what I had in mind. You just seem to bring out the kinky side of me. That really drained me. I'm pretty tired now. Can we just cuddle like this and sleep for tonight? You sure it's okay? I'll think of how to get back at you tomorrow. Night-night, sweetie.